Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 9 of Jonah. Today's title is God Hears Our Prayers. Psalm 31:22 says, I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight, but you had heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Today's text is Jonah 2, verse 2. It reads, He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead, and Lord, you heard me. In the first chapter of Jonah, the prophet of God was afraid of the will of God and ran from it. Here in Jonah 2, he runs to God in prayer, seeking God's will. Jonah may be like many of us who turn to God more during a crisis. Warren Wiersbe writes, Jonah saw the will of God as something to turn to in an emergency, not something to live by every day of his life. Wiersbe gives the following viewpoint on Jonah's prayer. Jonah was now experiencing what the sailors experienced during the storm. He felt he was perishing. It's good for God's people, and especially for preachers, to remember what it's like to be lost and without hope. How easy it is for us to grow hardened toward sinners and lose our compassion for the lost. As he dropped Jonah into the depths, God was reminding him of what the people of Nineveh were going through in their sinful condition. They were helpless and hopeless. God heard Jonah's cries for help. Prayer is one of the constant miracles of the Christian life. To think that our God is so great, he can hear the cries of millions of people at the same time and deal with their needs personally. A parent with two or three children often finds it impossible to meet all their needs at the same time, but God is able to provide for all his children, no matter where they are or what their needs may be. He who has learned to pray, said William Law, has learned the greatest secret of a holy and happy life. Prayer is a great privilege for a child of God. The opportunity to speak to God at any moment should bring joy to the heart of every believer. Remember, our relationship with God will never grow deeper than the time we spend in honest communion with him in prayer. In his sermon, The Disciples' Prayer, Haddon Robinson recalls, When our children were small, we played a game. I'd take some coins in my fist. They'd sit on my lap and work to get my fingers open. According to the international rules of finger opening, once the finger was open, it couldn't be closed again. They would work at it until they got the pennies in my hand. They would jump down and run away, filled with glee and delight. Just kids. Just a game. Sometimes, when we come to God, we come for pennies in his hand. Lord, I need a passing grade. Help me study. Lord, I need a job. Lord, help me not to get sick. We reach for the pennies. When God grants the request, we push the hand away. More important than the pennies in God's hand is the hand of God himself. That's what prayer is about. Jonah cried out to God from the depths of despair, and God heard his prayer. More important than the answer is just to know that God is there and he cares. Our relationship with God is more important than anything else in life. Don't get so busy seeking what is in his hand that you miss what's in his heart. Our questions today. How encouraging is it to know that no matter where you find yourself in life's journey, God is able and willing to hear your prayers? What is your favorite part of your prayer time with God? Are your prayers focused more on things you want from God or your sincere desire to know him? Join me in prayer now. Lord, thank you again for the gift of prayer. Teach us how to seek you in prayer, and not just seek what we think we want and need. Lord, show us your face through communion with you, and awaken a hunger in us so that we're seeking you earnestly in prayer regularly. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.